This podcast was made available to you by Wishik Enterprises, helping artists create a presence on the web at www.wishek.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the show. This segment of the show is brought to you by Chrome Digital Labs. We still do quality E6 processing at our internet store. Go to chromedigital.com. Today, I'm excited to announce that the world champion Pittsburgh Steelers are going to be on the show. Actually, their photographer. The world champion Pittsburgh Steelers have a world-class photographer and have had him since 1981. He's covered the agony of defeat to the current celebration of the NFL Super Bowl championship. His name, Mike Fabus. Welcome to the show, Mike. And why don't you start off by telling us how you got your start with the Pittsburgh Steelers? Hang on just a second, Mike. We'll tune you up here.
Okay.
All right.
Are we okay?
Yeah, we're okay. How did you get your start with the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Well, in 1978, I had a heart attack. I was 28 years old. And for whatever reason, I had one. And as I was recuperating, I decided to take up photography as a hobby to keep my blood pressure from boiling over again. And as most people who read Shutterbug, I did also and was buying cameras to improve myself and saw a Nikon F in the newspaper. Actually, it was the Pittsburgh newspaper at that time and the Pittsburgh Press. And
now, see, is that the old metal body one?
That was the old metal body one, yes.
Okay.
You could use it as a hammer if you wanted to. And when I went to purchase it, it was the owner was the Pittsburgh Steelers photographer at that time, and that was Harry Homa. And that was in 1980 it was. And he and I started talking. He had a heart problem. I had a heart problem. And he needed a helper in the dark room. And I said, yes, that's me. So that's really how I got started with the Steelers.
Wow, well, two guys with a heart got started working on that part of it and then blended their talents together, and he mentored you then for a while.
Yes, quite a while.
Okay, that had to help, especially, I know for any new photographer just starting out, it always helps if you have a mentor who's at the top of his game. Now, give us an idea of, during that time period, what types of things, you know, you worked in the dark room. How did you get involved in the actual shooting of the games?
Well, yes, the dark room was the first part of it, and the learning to see light fall onto the film and how to manipulate it helped quite a bit shooting the games, because as you know, the games, the light is as it is. It may be dark, it may be bright, and you have to cope with everything. And learning how to read film in the dark room was a very big asset for me. And actually in 1981, I believe it was probably the first game I did was a San Francisco game. It was a rainy day. I had my Nikon F. I had a 400 5.6, much too slow for the field. And then I also had a 28-75 and all Nikon equipment around my neck. So I was pretty proud of myself. I ended up getting run over on the sideline. I don't remember who it was. The 400 was so heavy that it broke the camera. It came right off the camera, and so it pulled where you join the camera and the lens together, and it fell apart and went home to my wife that night. I was soaking wet and with a broken camera, and the lens was still okay, and I said, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life.
Baptism under fire convinced you.
It worked.
Well, that's great. Yeah, well, you know, you get up close and personal with those guys that are running the ball, and it can hurt, can't it?
Well, yes, it can a little bit. I believe it was in 1986 I really got hit pretty hard by one of our linebackers was running one of the quarterbacks from Denver, I believe it was, out of bounds, and I believe it was Robin Cole at the time, and he hit Steve DeBerg from the Denver Broncos in the back of the head. And normally what you do is run straight back, or some guys just stay right there, some photographers stay right there. But I started running back. Unfortunately, the security guard was running across from left to right. Steve DeBerg, who was being thrown like a projectile by Robin Cole, hit the security guard. The security guard hit my legs.
Oh, boy.
And my ankle came probably to within a fraction of an inch of fracturing. But I got a very bad sprain. I went home, and my ankle blew up purple, and it was probably the size of a grapefruit.
Boy, you're almost like an athlete then when you're on the field as a photographer. You have to be prepared for any circumstance, I would imagine.
Yes, you
do. I was going to ask you, and maybe this is something that a lot of people who are out there shooting other types of sports at college level, high school level, is there any advice that you would give them when you're shooting an action sport like football? Just stay out of the way, other than stay out of the way.
Whatever equipment you have to shoot at a minimum of 500 speed and use 400 film, pushing it up to 1600, and shoot as much as you possibly can. And
speaking of film.
Trial and error.
Now, speaking of film, today I would imagine you're shooting digital, right?
Yes, I am. I have been shooting digital since, I believe, 2002.
Okay, and what type of digital equipment?
I have Nikon DH2s.
Mm-hmm.
I have three of those, and I have one DH1.
And you have a team of photographers that help you, or you're directing other guys working together as a crew? Or
yes, I have several people at home games, because there's a lot of things that we cover at home games. We have actually five photographers going through the stands taking photographs of people, and we put them on what's called printroom.com and are able to sell those to the fans. And then on the field, I have two other photographers besides myself, and one person near the bench area is shooting feature stuff, one person in the other end zone, and another person roaming the other sideline. And pretty much I settle into the end zone where the team is coming towards me, whether it be on offense or defense, and shoot with a 500, 4.5, 300, 2.8, an 80 to 200. And I also have a 17-35 that I use.
Well, having won this, your team having won the Super Bowl, I know that you've spent years not winning, and then, of course, this sweet year of winning at the Super Bowl. You provide us with some excellent photographs today to kind of look at. We put it FOTOMALL.com. And we have the center one currently on the front page, but you'll be in our Hall of Fame gallery. It looks like the guys, Roethlisberger and the bus, Jerome, really are enjoying that trophy with the kiss on either side of it.
That was a pretty interesting shot in the locker room. As you can imagine, there were quite a few photographers gathered around. When I saw Jerome take the trophy, or he was handed the trophy from Art Rooney, I followed Jerome around, and Ben came up to him, and at first they hugged, and then they started laughing, and Ben kissed the trophy first, and so Jerome decided to kiss it also. And it was a pretty good photo. And people have asked me if it was set up. If they set it up, they set it up themselves. I didn't say, hey, why don't you guys try and kiss it? It was the moment. It was a good moment.
It's all about the opportunity. And, of course, you have a lot of really great opportunities in your career with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I wanted to ask you, when you're on the field, what kind of shots are you looking for that when you're trying to determine what to shoot? I mean, do you predetermine things in advance before you go out there? Do you have a game plan yourself?
I'm shooting for Steelers Digest and for our yearbook, and I'm shooting peak action. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to capture the game, whether it be tight or whether it be wide angle. I want to capture the mood of the game. and what's happening, whether we're winning or losing.
So, go ahead.
Sort of a photojournalistic point of view. And then I have the other photographers, I'll have them shoot vertical things, so we can use that for the yearbook also.
Got it. Well, so does this require an assortment of lenses?
Yes. I use my longest lens is a Nikon 500 f4.5. I also use a 80 to 200 when the team's closer, and then I also have a 17 to 35, which I use a lot after the game because the players from our team like to have their pictures taken with players from other teams. So I get a lot of that stuff after the game.
Those, I would imagine, are pretty popular photographs with the fans especially.
Yes, they are.
And I was going to ask you, once again, you said that the photographs are for sale. What was that website again?
Printroom.com.
Printroom.com.
And then you just ask for the Steelers, click in the Steelers, and it'll bring up quite a few different galleries.
Okay. And when you are out there and you're fighting traffic, so to speak, when we come back, I want to ask you about what it's like being in the crowd and when you're I know there's a lot of photographers on the field. So stay with us. We'll be right back. We're talking with Mike Fabus, team photographer of the Pittsburgh Steelers, right here on the Shutterbug Magazine radio show, syndicated by Brain Food Media, global food for thought.
Your photos should be on a postcard. Go to getcashforphotos.com and get a free 7-part course on how to select photos that sell. You can make money from photos you've already taken if you know how to select them. And that's exactly what you'll learn in How to Select Photos That Sell. You'll get surefire tips that have kept professional photographers in business year after year. Tips like what to look for in photos that double their selling price, how to beat the competition, and when you should take multiple shots of your subject. Not only will you be able to select profitable photos, you'll automatically start taking photos that sell, no matter where you are, even if you're on vacation. Imagine how you'll feel and how impressed your friends will be when they see your photo on the cover of a national magazine or on a postcard. To get your free 7-part course, go to getcashforphotos.com. That's getcashforphotos.com. Introducing nomorewebmasters.com. That's right. No middleman, no expensive fees to pay. You build your own website choosing from over 100 templates, even if you have never built a website in your life. At nomorewebmasters.com, it's easy. Reserve your own domain name for only $7.85 for 1 year. If you want nomorewebmasters.com to host your site, hosting for a basic 5-page website is only $4.95 a month. Advanced e-commerce sites are available as well. NoMoreWebmasters.com can help you do it all yourself with simple point-and-click directions. No programs to learn or download. It's fun and easy. For business or for pleasure, your own website hosted for just $4.95 a month and a domain name for $7.85 a year. The name says it all, NoMoreWebmasters.com. Log on now to choose your own domain name. NoMoreWebmasters.com, your one-stop shopping on the Internet place.
If you struggle with quality when it comes to your product shots or would like to bring them in-house to save money, consider Photosimile. This PC-controlled photography studio is like having a professional photographer on staff. In fact, in seconds, anyone can use Photosimile to obtain professional photography results. The controlled lighting environment inside of the light box yields shadow-free images that are perfect for websites, online auctions, product catalogs, and more. Simply place items in the light box, preview them on your monitor, and click Snap in the Photosimile software to take a picture. Images are automatically sent from camera to PC via USB for immediate viewing, editing, and saving. Photosimile also features watermarking, annotation, and batch saving capabilities. To learn more about Photosimile and how you can take product pictures like a pro, go to photosimile.com. That's photo, S-I-M-I-L-E.com.
If your four-legged family member has an allergy that just won't go away, then go to nopetallergies.com. Find out if Bicom 2000 therapy is for your pet.
Vicom 2000 Therapy is a proven technology that's been tried and tested in Germany for over 28 years. It works by detecting electromagnetic signals coming from your pet's body, analyzing them, and modifying them into a healing signal for the body. There are no drugs, shots, or ointments. It's a natural, painless way of healing with no side effects. That's because it strengthens the patient's own defense and self-healing powers. Does it work? In one test of 154 patients with allergies, for 78% of them, all symptoms disappeared and had not returned 6 months after undergoing the therapy. Sound too good to be true? Then get the facts and judge for yourself by checking out the documented case studies for dogs, cats, birds, and horses at nopetallergies.com. That's nopetallergies.com. If you want to stop eBay shoppers dead in their tracks with attention-getting photos, check out the Deflector from sharppics.com. The Deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background that gives you web-quality pictures with your own digital camera. You get an even white background without hassle and without hours of editing. Your items will look like they're floating in air, just like the glossy photos you see in Premier mail-order catalogs. The Deflector is your own personal photo studio designed to work with a flash as the main light source. Eye-catching pictures can skyrocket your sales on eBay. And now, with the Deflector, your products will stand out from the rest. And at a fraction of the cost and none of the headaches of hiring a professional photographer. Here's your secret weapon to outsell the competition. Finally, web-quality photography for the rest of us. Go to sharppics.com. That's sharpics.com.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. I am Jack, the voice of photographers. I'm speaking with the world-class photographer from the world champion Pittsburgh Steelers, Mr. Mike Fabus. Mike, before we went to the break, I asked you a question. And, you know, in my old age, I'm losing my memory.
I think we're on the same page there, Jack.
Well, let's move on. Let's talk about your photographs then. And I'm going to bring Corky on here in a minute.
Okay.
You might know Corky. Have you?
Yes.
The NFC champion Seattle Seahawks photographer, who's also a world-class guy, 27 years of experience with his team, Corky Trewin. Hi, Corky. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you very much. Hey, Mike, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Corky, how are you? Sorry I didn't get
great.
To see you at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, we were busy, weren't we?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Well, you guys do get busy there, and that's kind of why I wanted to get you on the same show, because I thought, well, maybe you could give us some insight. I know action happens on both sides of the field. Corky, on your side, you told us a little bit about it last time you were on the show, but not at the big game. So tell me, how was your experience this year, other than the fact that you wish you would have won? Tell us about the photography side of it.
Well, the photography side, regardless if you win or lose, you're always trying to capture what the players do. Players make plays. You've got to be in the right spot at the right time. You're guessing all the time with the coaches of what they're going to do. You're trying to put yourself in the right spot so that you can get the essence of that play. And then the next play, it could be totally different, and you've got to have the mindset to move or stay and be ready all over again and not get distracted from the crowd, from all the other distractions that go on at the Super Bowl. You're one of the guys on the field that you can't miss a thing.
I think that was the question right before the break. I think Corky almost asked it there, Mike. What's it like manipulating around the crowd trying to get in position for you?
Well, I do set myself up in the end zone with the team coming towards me. I feel this way, and I'm shooting low. I'm feeling this way that not many people can get in my way when I'm taking a picture. A lot of guys like to roam the sideline. I like to plant myself in the end zone and let the plays come to me.
How about you, Corky?
Well, I do the same thing during the regular season. I have two other photographers that work with me at home games. And during the Super Bowl, I put one of them on one end zone sideline, and the other one on the other end zone sideline, just like Mike was saying, and they cover both 100 yards of the field with the Seahawks going towards them, which allows me to be 10 or 15 yards ahead of our offense, or if I want pictures of our quarterback dropping back to pass or things like that. So I gave them the two premium spots and then used what I know and how I want to pick up the rest of the game. We both shot about, all three of us shot about 7,000 images each during the game because you're shooting everything.
Yeah.
And then you go back and edit it out later and come up with about maybe 10%, so maybe about 700 pictures per photographer that we feel are A pictures, and then we put it together and make a story out of it.
Yeah, the editing process has got to be time-consuming. Does that take you a long time, Mike?
Actually, I have one of my interns doing that right now.
Okay.
He's dividing everything up, alphabetizing it as according to player.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And that's the way we do it.
Well, what about archiving and the historical part of this? Each of you guys, in effect, are historians of your own team. Do you archive your photos and create a history of them, Corky?
No question. Everything, we build player folders all during the season, and we dump pictures of Matt Hasselbeck or Sean Alexander or Grant Wistrom into their player folders. We ID them last name, first name, just like the NFL properties or the wire services would want us to. We create those folders and then put them on a shared server that you can only look at them. The rest of the staff who needs to look at them, they can't manipulate them or delete them, obviously.
Right, right.
They can copy them to their own computer for their use in marketing or PR or advertising or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And we spend the next week doing that for every game.
Now, and that kind of works the same way with you, Mike. Mike, you know, can I ask you to stick around for the next segment, Mike?
Sure.
Okay, I want to ask you a couple more questions. And
okay.
You too, Corky.
Okay.
We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to the Shutterbug Magazine radio show right here on WS Radio. And it's syndicated by Brain Food Media, global food for thought.
Are you overwhelmed with all the choices for buying a digital camera? Do your eyes glaze over when reading about resolution and removable media? Well, BetterPhoto.com can help with our unique digital camera calculator. You can find your ideal digital camera in 5 minutes or less. You don't have to know squat about megapixels, histograms, or any other techno-geek features. Just click on a series of pictures so we know the kinds of photos you want to take. And in just a few seconds, you'll get an unbiased list of different digital cameras that'll be perfect for you and your budget. And we'll tell you exactly why we picked those specific cameras from the over 800 cameras in our database. You'll be absolutely sure you're getting exactly the camera you want. And best of all, it's free. Wouldn't you rather be taking pictures instead of researching cameras? Let our digital camera calculator take the frustration out of buying a digital camera. Visit BetterPhoto.com now.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
John, look here. Charlie's company's in the news again.
Great. How's he get all that publicity?
I don't know, but you better find out his secret.
It's no secret. Countless articles in the media are generated by press releases, and Charlie knows to put his releases on PR Newswire. PR Newswire gives your business or association the greatest chance of getting press coverage by delivering your news electronically to major media like the Associated Press, Reuters, and Bloomberg, and to more than 3,600 websites like Google, MSN, and Yahoo, where millions can see your press release immediately. PR Newswire has teamed up with WS Radio to offer a free PR toolkit with press release writing tips and distribution information. Plus, WS Radio listeners get a free 12-month membership to PR Newswire, valued at $125. Visit freeprtools.com and join PR Newswire today. That's freeprtools.com.
Hi, my name is Michael, and I'd like to tell you about an excellent website and service I've used. The site is sutlaw.com, and it's the site for the Sutton Law Center. It features great free information on corporations, asset protection, and estate planning. When I finally decided to incorporate my business and protect my real estate, I used the Sutton Law Center. The attorneys and paralegals were great and clearly helped me through every step of the process. Now I'm saving on taxes and my assets are protected. You really should check them out. Visit sutlaw.com. That's SUTLAW.com. Or call 800-700-1430 for free information. The Sutton Law Center is affordable, professional, and knowledgeable. Garrett Sutton, the firm's lead attorney, wrote the book Own Your Own Corporation as one of Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad advisors. So take my word and visit sutlaw.com or call 800-700-1430. You can start protecting your assets and saving on taxes today.
The day is coming that everyone will have their own website for their personal use, organization, or small business. .ws is a new top-level domain name, which will soon be the preferred alternative to .com. .ws stands for website. Reserve a .ws domain name and build your own website using simple point-and-click templates. Your website comes with 10 email addresses and the right to be a global .ws registry, which means you can sell .ws domain names and websites to others. WS has plenty of great domains left. Sound too good to be true? We're happy to prove it with a free 7-day trial. Log on to www.wearews.ws and take us for a test drive. After reserving a domain name and building your own website in minutes, use our free custom email marketing program to let others join the new internet land rush. That's wearews.ws.
If you want to stop eBay shoppers dead in their tracks with attention-getting photos, check out the Deflector from SharpPix.com. The Deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background that gives you web-quality pictures with your own digital camera. You get an even white background without hassle and without hours of editing. Your items will look like they're floating in air, just like the glossy photos you see in Premier mail-order catalogs. The Deflector is your own personal photo studio designed to work with a flash as the main light source. Eye-catching pictures can skyrocket your sales on eBay. And now, with the Deflector, your products will stand out from the rest. And at a fraction of the cost and none of the headaches of hiring a professional photographer. Here's your secret weapon to outsell the competition. Finally, web-quality photography for the rest of us. Go to SharpPix.com. That's SharpPix.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack, the voice of photographers. And we are speaking with the team photographers from the world champion Pittsburgh Steelers and the NFC champion Seattle Seahawks. Before we finish up our conversation with them, it's time for news.
Welcome to Shutterbug Magazine Radio's Photo News, brought to you by PR Newswire. The San Francisco Art Exchange unveiled Shared Memories, Photographs by Patty Boyd, a new exhibition of photographic images by the woman who inspired George Harrison to write Something and Eric Clapton to pen Layla, as well as the later, happier ballad Wonderful Tonight. Boyd, who resides in London, is a fine art photographer whose work had its U.S. debut in early 2005 at the San Francisco Art Exchange. Boyd will be on hand for artists' receptions at the gallery on February 17th and 18th. In addition to West Coast Press, Patty will also do New York City-based media during her stateside visit. The Waterford School today announced their biannual auction and dinner to be held April 8th at the Grand America Hotel in Salt Lake City. Over 400 items with a total value exceeding $206,000 will be up for auction. Among the most notable items is a week-long photography workshop in Italy with award-winning photographer Drake Busath and a flight with Jake Garn in his fully restored 1948 Navion plane. Also on the auction block are a yellow Discovery Channel jersey signed by Lance Armstrong and an MVP Super Bowl jersey signed by Steve Young. A recent survey commissioned by Duracell PowerPix shows that an overwhelming majority of Americans would be more upset at missing a photo of a family event than one of a celebrity sighting. Respondents ranked images of a baby's first step or a child's graduation as the most important moments to capture on camera. By contrast, celebrity sightings like Johnny Damon's first at-bat as a New York Yankee or the first photo of Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie's baby landed at the bottom of the list. Family moments also scored significantly higher than ego-driven ones. Fewer than 10% of respondents said their top priority would be an image of themselves snagging the largest catch on an annual fishing trip. This has been Shutterbug Magazine Radio's Photo News, brought to you by PR Newswire.
Welcome back. We are talking with the Super Bowl champion photographer of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Mike Fabus. Welcome back, Mike.
Thank you, Jack.
And the Seattle Seahawks NFC champion photographer, Corky Trewin. Hi, Corky.
Hey, my pleasure.
And listen, you guys, before we went on break, we were talking a little bit about how you guys are actually historians. And I'm sure you got hundreds of stories. So I'm just going to ask you for one that maybe sticks out in your mind. Let's start with you, Mike. Give me one of your favorite shots that you photographed and the story behind it.
Okay, let me take a quick look at this picture from the Super Bowl.
Oh yeah, if you want to see the Super Bowl shots, they're at Photo
number
Mall.
Number 13.
Okay,
it's with Willie Parker breaking out on his 75-yard run, and the reason I like this one so much is because you have our two linemen in there that have made the blocks to spring him free for his 75-yard run for a touchdown. And this is, I like to shoot tight stuff, but I also like the picture to tell exactly what happened in that play.
Boy, that's a great shot, and it does tell the story, a complete story, because without those blocks, he would not have been able to make that run. Corky, what was your favorite shot?
Well, I wish it had been a 75-yard run on our part, because that play did change the entire complexity of the game, being in the third quarter right at the start where they got that touchdown. It was a great run by the Pittsburgh Steelers. I still go back to a shot in 1979. Where Steve Largent caught a ball over Lester Hayes. And Lester at the time was putting a whole bunch of goo on his body so that he could stick to the ball better. And Steve went up parallel to the ground and came down landing on top of Lester's shoulder pad with Lester's arms stuck between Steve's arms while Steve latched onto the ball. And Lester cushioned his fall as they tumbled out of the end zone. The shot becomes special to me because I had just moved into the end zone from a spot up the field, thinking that on second and one that Jim Zorn might throw the ball into the end zone. And luck had it that the play happened. Jim, in previous weeks, had talked about when they have short yard situations that they like to try to spring Steve loose on a long pass, and that kind of information does become useful when you put it in your memory banks, and then you see the play, you see the situation, and you guess right. So by guessing right, I got in the right spot and made a just pretty good picture of Steve landing on top of all this goo on Lester Hayes.
Well, it sounds like a knowledge of football is certainly a criteria to have the job that you two gentlemen have. Do you guys ever meet during a game before or after, Mike?
I think Corky and I met the last time I was out in Seattle, which was last year.
2 years ago.
2 years ago, we had a brief conversation, and unfortunately, that's about it. Because when we travel, I'm not sure how Seattle does it, but we go in the afternoon before, and we're usually in the air about four hours after the game. So we're in and out of the city.
That's the same thing we would do.
Same thing.
Yeah, and it's just a conversation. We're both so busy, especially when you're the road photographer. You're there by yourself. You've got your owner that's going to be on the sidelines. You've got your other people pregame. When we're on the road, our pregame drills really gives me the opportunity to make the tighter pictures that we'd use for PR photos of players just going through a warm-up. So you're really moving pretty quickly when you're on the road, whereas at home games, generally, the routine is pretty set, and you might have some other photographers helping you. So it's a brief meeting before the game where we say good luck, anything we can do to help you out, show them where the food is for halftime, and then get on to work.
Yeah, that all-important food, that's important.
You snarf it down pretty fast.
Yeah.
Mike?
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, do you think it's an advantage position-wise to be the home team? I mean, when you're shooting photography and you're the home team.
It definitely is.
Is it?
Because, well, the security guards know you. You can move around almost any place you want to. Lately, with different lines on the field, we have been pushed back a little further. And with NFL films and with the networks spending so much money, they want to get as close as they can to the action, and so you have to position yourself to get away from them if you can.
Right.
And that's where Mike was saying about shooting long with a 600 or even putting an extender on the 600 and going to about 900 in the end zone. You know that no one's going to be in front of you, and you've got all the action coming your way. So when the players start at the other 20, and they're coming at you, you just ramp down from 9 to 6 to 4 and then end up with a 300 or a 70 to 200 when they're right in front of you getting ready to score a touchdown.
And I think the weather, I mean, it didn't obviously in an indoor stadium, but do you think the weather plays an important part in what you guys do, Mike?
I hate rain. I hate rain. I'd rather have snow any day than rain.
Yeah, I'd say the same thing.
It doesn't affect the equipment as much.
No, it doesn't. Rain, constant rain. The worst rain I was in was a few years ago in San Francisco, of all places, and it was a horizontal rain. I mean, 2 years ago, I was in Miami with that hurricane where the Pittsburgh Steelers were flying into Miami, into the hurricane, and everybody else is leaving Miami.
Oh, boy.
And we did get that game in, but that was a 2 years ago when we had that 15-1 season.
Well, I'm sure that Corky is glad that your team plays indoors after record-setting rains up in Seattle, right?
We do not play indoors.
Oh, you don't?
We do not.
No. Oh, my gosh.
No, we have an outdoor stadium, and we've been in the stadium for 4 years now. We got our first rain in 4 years on game day this year, and snow is better. We went to Philadelphia for the Monday night game, and it snowed, and it's glorious.
Yeah, I think I saw that game. You guys won that, didn't you?
We did pretty well.
Yeah. Well, you know, I can't thank you both enough for coming on. Some parting words, maybe, Mike, do you have anything for aspiring photographers that you could give them as words of advice?
Shoot as much as you can, as often as you can. Go to high schools, go to middle schools. That's what I did as I was learning to shoot sports. Trial and error and shoot as much as you possibly can.
And find a good mentor.
And find a good mentor. Yeah. That helps too. You're right.
In fact, I was going to ask you, you mentioned interns or editing. How does a guy become an intern at a big NFL team? That's got to be pretty tough.
Well, we have the Art Institute of Pittsburgh here, and I've been acquiring students from there on a yearly basis, sometimes on two-year basis, and they do a lot of the things that I used to do by myself, and now that frees me. I also do a lot of our desktop publishing here for our yearbook and our media guide and our marketing department, so you can't just be a photographer only anymore. You have to know Photoshop and
the whole gamut.
The whole gamut, yes.
And Corky, on your side, how does one become an intern with the great Corky Trewin?
Well, don't overstate that too much there. The internships are every team will bring in interns for their PR department. And we do not bring an intern in as a photographer, per se, because there's a lot of professional photographers that I've had relationships with over the past 27 years who basically want to be that photographer at the game. And so the game day photography is not a learning situation. All the other things like editing and filing, like Mike was saying, is that's where an intern will get more experience with the NFL. To be a NFL photographer, You got to be at the right place at the right time when someone decides to leave his team. There's only 32 of us, and those jobs are pretty sacred.
Yeah.
And when you get one, you don't want to give it up. And I know Mike would feel that after winning the Super Bowl, it's one of the most glorious things that, feeling-wise, and the extra work, you want to do it all over again next year. And that's a great thing, a great feeling to have.
Any parting words for up-and-coming photographers?
Same thing that Mike said. The junior sports are an excellent area to start shooting because they don't move as fast, and you get to hone your skills anticipating plays, and actually just being able to push the shutter when your mind tells you to push. That's a tough thing to get used to doing when you have digital cameras rather than film cameras, because there is no expense. So you got to be ready to really anticipate the moment and shoot it before you see it, so that you still get it on your film plane.
And Mike, one last question for you. I would imagine you've been busy with the championship. Is there a lot of photography going on after the game's over?
Yeah, well, we're putting the book together now for our 2005 season with the Super Bowl, and that's what's busying me right now while my intern's sorting. I'm designing a cover for that and putting the finishing touches on that, and right now there's not much photography going on.
All right. Well, I enjoyed talking to both you gentlemen. You're welcome back anytime.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Porky.
Hey, Mike, we'll see you next year in the preseason, maybe.
Okay.
You bet, buddy.
See ya.
All right. Bye-bye, guys.
Thanks, Jack.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Shutterbug Magazine Radio Show, syndicated by Brain Food Media, global food for thought.
Choosing the right franchise is a critical step for anyone looking for an efficient and profitable road to business ownership. Knowing where to begin the process of finding the right franchise can be a daunting task. So if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business but don't know where to start, remember this name, FranChoice. FranChoice provides a free service to prospective franchise owners. The FranChoice consultation process can save you both time and money in your search, provide you with intelligent choices based on your goals and preferences, and best of all, it's free to you. Our franchise experts will gather information about you, including your experience, goals, and desires for franchise ownership, arrange a confidential consultation, and develop a personalized model for use in evaluating franchise opportunities. Visit our website at www.franchoice.com. Find your perfect business match at franchoice.com. That's franchoice.com. FranChoice. Our mission is helping people realize their dreams.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you feel like the competition is gaining on you? Do you feel unable to keep up with the latest legal, financial, and business strategies? I do. We all do. Life is hectic. Time is precious. That is why it is my pleasure to inform you of a very special free offer. The Success DNA Business and Personal Wealth Report features brief and informative articles needed for business and personal success. It contains excellent discounted offers for valuable products and services, and it informs you of upcoming guests and topics on the Entrepreneur Magazine Legal Show, hosted by attorney and best-selling author Garrett Sutton. And best of all, the Success DNA Business and Personal Wealth Report is absolutely free. You only need to visit successdna.com to sign up. Twice a month, you'll receive a confidential e-newsletter containing useful information that will make you money and keep you in the game. Sign up today at successdna.com. That's successdna.com.
They say you never get a second chance to make a first impression. Since email is the number one form of communication these days, it just makes sense that every email you send looks professional and promotes your company, website, products, and services. We are emailthatsells.com, and our revolutionary on-letterhead system makes every email you send look like your company's letterhead, website, and marketing materials rolled into one, plus direct links back to your information. Small businesses look better than the big guys. Make your email stand out from the rest. To see what one of our emails actually looks like, log on to emailthatsells.com and request a sample email. Or take us for a free 30-day test drive. That's how confident we are that you will see the results within the first 30 days. Think of how many emails you send each day. Log on to emailthatsells.com. The domain name says it all. Emailthatsells.com.
Hard work, dedication, eating, breathing, and living a dream every day. Pushing harder, taking risks when others won't. Being fearless, being a leader, inspiring yourself, inspiring those around you. What does it take to be an entrepreneur? Our readers know. For nearly three decades, Entrepreneur Magazine has been the nation's leading resource for starting and growing a small business. Concise, hands-on advice so you can get in, get out, and get back to business. Expert columnists cover the latest in technology, money, management, and marketing, with products, services, and strategies for running better businesses. Visit Entrepreneur.com, the leading small business portal on the web, where you'll find over 100,000 pages full of information to help you stay ahead of your competition. We also invite you to listen to our full lineup of Entrepreneur radio shows covering franchising, e-biz, home biz, legal issues, sales and marketing, product sourcing, and more. To subscribe, log on now to Entrepreneur.com. That's Entrepreneur.com.
Internet radio, the fastest growing media of all time. You logged on for education or entertainment. Did you ever consider internet radio for your own company? Introducing Corporate Internet Radio. Broadcast to the entire globe or make use of our newest offering, private broadcasts with PIN access and tracking. Use Corporate Internet Radio for internal communications, training, sales channels, or partners. Replace boring conference calls or expensive web conferencing with WS Radio's private broadcasts. Companies like IBM and the United Postal Service have had amazing results with our system. Best of all, we turnkey everything, from production to streaming, archiving, PIN access, and tracking. Imagine the possibilities. To experience for yourself, log on to CorporateInternetRadio.com, click on the free membership button, and type in CIR. That's CorporateInternetRadio.com, access code CIR. Leave your competition in the dust.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack, the voice of photographers. This segment of the show is brought to you by Photosimile, home of your PC-controlled studio in a box. Go to PHOTOSIMILIE, photosimile.com. And next we have our favorite segment, our photo tip segment. And we have the founder of BetterPhoto.com, Mr. Jim Motke. Hi, Jim. Welcome back.
Well, hello, Jack, and thank you for that nice introduction.
You betcha. Well, we had a great Super Bowl show today, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. What great guests, you know. I mean, just so much fun, so much learning, and the news was good, too.
Yeah, well, you know, we get a good news segment every once in a while.
It was really fun hearing what people love to shoot, you know, and that they very much valued family photos over celebrities, and they really valued the sporting shot of catching that big 200-pound tuna.
Yeah, that was interesting, I thought, too. Well, let me ask you, Jim, speaking of action sports, you know, and that's kind of what the subject has been about today, what tips can you give us about shooting action sports or action shots of any kind, whether it's sports or otherwise?
Well, there are many, and a lot of them were touched upon in the show, so this will be fun to kind of, you know, just review a little bit of what Mike and Corky talked about. The number one thing that I heard from them was that you really have to anticipate the moment. It's all about the moment. And that, you know, that's really what still photography is all about. You know, and so action photography, sports, seems to really encapsulate that element where you're really trying to capture that still moment that tells everything. And that's the challenge. And
that anticipation requires kind of thinking ahead a bit and some kind of sense of what you're photographing.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to know your subject, and, you know, you almost have to be like a prophet anticipating where that player's going to come or where the ball's going to be thrown. And, you know, but, you know, obviously they love football, and, you know, they know it, and they know their team, so That's the big thing, you know. But I was thinking when they were talking about snow, it reminded me of, remember those old NFL films that they would, you know, start off in the early morning and they'd say, you know, this ominous voice would say, we thought it looked like it was going to be snow today.
Yeah.
And they'd show that, and those were such great movies. And, you know, but they had the power of music.
Mm-hmm.
They were a produced, you know, full motion story.
Right.
But with us still photographers, you know, Mike has to just hit that one spot where he has the linebackers in the photo, you know, with the quarterback coming around him, and it tells the whole story. So, you know, that's key. And the way you get that, you know, Corky mentioned, you know, shooting a lot and pushing that shutter speed up, you know, I'd say 1/500th of a second at a minimum most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, shooting before you see it. That was the phrase Corky used, and I really liked it. Just
okay, you know. Let's just define that. Now, why do you want a faster shutter speed?
Oh, yeah, that's a great point. Just to cover it, you really want to stop the action. And the faster shutter speed, like 1/500th or 1/1000th of a second, will stop the action.
Uh-huh.
But you also want to be flexible and maybe on occasion slow the shutter speed to, say, 1/60th of a second and get some panning, motion blur kind of images where you purposely have the player, you know, kind of blurring a little bit or the background blurring a little bit to create that sense of motion. That was another thing that I heard both Mike and Corky talking about, was being flexible, both on shutter speed and sometimes going fast, sometimes going slow, and also on lens choice. Sometimes they like to go in real tight with a super telephoto, but then other times to get that storytelling image, they would zoom out a little bit.
One of the questions I wanted to ask them, I'll ask you, how do you change lenses so quickly?
Oh, that's a great question. And what I do is just carry more than one body, and I'll bet that's what they do too, is, you know, you have one camera on one shoulder and another camera on the other shoulder, because you're absolutely right. In a situation like this, time is of the essence. It's not like nature photography, where the key is to be very thoughtful, and wildlife photography, where the key is to be very patient. You know, in a game, you got to be running, and so you don't have time to, you know, necessarily change lenses a lot. So you have different camera bodies with different lenses. You can just whip it up to your eye and shoot.
Cool. Well, I know you're an expert in wildlife photography, and part of that anticipation, I was trying to figure out, how can you anticipate an animal?
Yeah, you really just have to go with the flow. You know, you take your best, and you take many photos, and then in Photoshop, you work the best one into a masterpiece.
Well, thanks again, Jim. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jack. Have
a
great week.
You bet. Jim has the greatest tips in the world, so stay tuned next week and hear some more of them here on the Shutterbug Magazine radio show, syndicated by Brain Food Media.
If you want to stop eBay shoppers dead in their tracks with attention-getting photos, check out the Deflector from SharpPix.com. The Deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background that gives you web-quality pictures with your own digital camera. You get an even white background without hassle and without hours of editing. Your items will look like they're floating in air, just like the glossy photos you see in Premier mail-order catalogs. The Deflector is your own personal photo studio designed to work with a flash as the main light source. Eye-catching pictures can skyrocket your sales on eBay. And now, with the Deflector, your products will stand out from the rest. And at a fraction of the cost and none of the headaches of hiring a professional photographer. Here's your secret weapon to outsell the competition. Finally, web-quality photography for the rest of us. Go to SharpPix.com. That's SharpPix.com.